Welcome to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Newcastle County appears poised to halt the demolition by neglect of another historic building in one of its parks. You may recall in May we told you about the Jester Farmhouse in Brandywine 100 and its conversion into the home for a community art program. Now it appears the historic Ivyside Farmhouse in Brandywine 100 could get a makeover following a similar model. Contributor Larry Nagengas has been tracking this story for us and details Ivyside's history and the plans for its new lease on life in his latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. And he sat down with me earlier this week to discuss his reporting. So as we usually do with these preservation stories, let's set the table by giving everyone a look back. Can you give us a quick recap of the Ivyside Farmhouse history?
Okay, well, let's start with the location. Ivyside is a farmhouse on the southern edge of Newcastle County's Bechtel Park on Neyman's Road in Brandywine 100. And it's not real easy to see. If you have driven by Bechtel Park on many times over the years, and it's surrounded by trees. There's a chain link fence there. It's just not something that stands out. Anyhow, the house was constructed over a period of more than a century. The first portion dates to the 1790s, and at that point, it was on a piece of farmland that actually stretched north over the state line into Pennsylvania. Now, the main portion of the house, which is built primarily with Brandywine granite, was completed in 1853. And the last major addition to the building took place in 1907. Now, Ivyside, the house, is considered an excellent example of the stone dwellings of prosperous Brandywine 100 farmers from the 18th and 19th centuries. And for a good part of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Ivyside was a thriving dairy farm. The county acquired Ivyside as part of what is now known as Bechtel Park, named after the family that last owned the site, in 1976.
So let's return to the here and now, where you're reporting that Newcastle County is taking a first step toward fixing this building up. What is that step? What does it entail? And what kind of shape is the building in?
Well, since acquiring the property in 1976, the county had done very little to preserve the building. There was a repair effort in the late 1990s, but the house has been poorly maintained since then. And in fact, some of the repairs and improvements that were made then, pretty much shot by now. So right now, the county is seeking bids for what it's describing as exterior stabilization of the Ivyside farmhouse. And that means new windows, new roofing and flashing, making sure essentially that the main structural elements that hold the building together aren't going to fall down. And it also includes installing new electrical, water, and sewer connections. Work on the building's interior would come after that, but we really can't tell anything about its condition. I mean, even some of the people who are interested in occupying it have not been inside the building at all recently.
So what comes next is similar to what we saw by with the nearby Jester Farmhouse, an outside group stepping in to convert the space for a new use. So let's start with who's stepping in here and what can you tell us about them?
It's a group called the Delaware Africa Coalition, and they recently signed a memorandum of understanding with the county. Now, under this agreement, once the county takes care of this exterior stabilization work that we described, the coalition would then sign a 20-year lease with the county, and it would assume responsibility for restoring the interior and outfitting it to serve as a community recreation center and meeting place. Now, the Delaware Africa Coalition was formed in 2015 as a way of unifying people who have an African heritage. Now, our society has a way of lumping together people and labeling them as, oh, they're black or they're African American. But their roots are actually from many different parts of Africa, and many of them may have reached Delaware from Africa or from the Caribbean or from Latin America. Now, the Delaware Africa Coalition sees itself as an entity that can help its members share their common heritage, their roots in Africa, while celebrating the differences from the different parts of the world where they have come from. The coalition also believes that it has a role in helping newcomers to this country, people who might have grown up under different political systems, under military dictatorships, whatever, and help acclimate themselves to the workings of a more democratic society.
So how did the Delaware Africa Coalition get connected to this building as a potential home?
Well, the group had originally been meeting at the home of one of its founders, Kalichi Lawrence, but it realized that it needed its own place to call home if it wanted to continue to grow. Now, Kalichi Lawrence, who's pretty well connected in community activities and involved in a number of different organizations, tracked down Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer outside an event that they both attended, and they at that time they talked very briefly about the coalition, and they set up a longer meeting. Now, at the, following this second meeting, Matt Meyer asked his staff to help the coalition identify some possible sites. Ivyside eventually rose to the top of the list. Now, the county didn't just agree to give the coalition the lease. There was a sort of competitive process. The county set out, asked for requests for proposals. Other community organizations submitted plans for the property. One of them was the fairly new Brandywine 100 Historical Society. But in any case, the coalition's plan was rated the best of the ones that the county received.
And what do we know about their preliminary plans for the building and its future use?
Well, you know, like most groups that are associated with a particular heritage, you can expect them to plan activities that build upon and reinforce that culture. You know, things like lessons and demonstrations of African cooking, teaching Swahili and some other languages that are fairly common in Africa, dancing and musical performances, things like that. But also, you can look for programming on social and political issues that are important to this group. Things like immigration, like citizenship, the status of relationships between the United States government and African nations, for example. Now, in addition to that, the agreement with the county calls for the coalition to open the building up to community groups, which means that civic associations and others, fraternal whatever groups in the area could be able to use the building for their meetings and other events as well.
So, as always, funding for projects like this, usually a key piece to making it happen. What are the plans for paying to convert this building once it's stabilized?
Well, you know, Ed, we know it's going to take probably more than $1 million or so for the county to do the exterior. It's not clear at this point how much it's going to cost to get the interior into usable shape and to add the features that the coalition would need for offices, for programming, and so on. However, Senator Chris Coons is pushing for a $500,000 preservation grant from the Historic Preservation Arm of the National Park Service. Now, that fund, if it's awarded, and this decision is likely later this year, can only be used for reconstruction, restoration, and preservation purposes. Now, beyond that, the coalition is going to have to be looking at the usual suspects for donations, local foundations, businesses, individual givers, that sort of thing.
So let's talk about the timetable for this project. What does that look like? Chester Farmhouse took years. Could the same be true here, or could this project maybe move a little bit faster?
Well, I guess, the timetable here is pretty much to be determined. Bids for that exterior stabilization are due on the 20th of August. It's likely to be a month or so after that before the county will get around to awarding a contract, and that stabilization work is likely to take us late next year anyhow. Then it's going to be up to the coalition to find a contractor to do the interior work. So the best case scenario here is that that's probably another year or so. So now we're already up to late 2026, early 2027. However, as you mentioned, the Chester Farmhouse project took more than 7 years from the time the county received a proposal from the Chester Group until the Art Center was able to open earlier in June. When nonprofits, especially newer nonprofits, have to raise large sums, it often takes longer than they anticipate. And contractors often uncover surprises when they're working on the restoration of buildings that are more than a century old. So if you want me to make a prediction, I'll say this project is going to be completed later rather than sooner.
So this does feel like another positive outcome, both for Ivyside Farmhouse and the surrounding Bechtel Park. Are there any potential potholes that need to be avoided, or is there genuine reason for optimism that this is going to work out?
Well, you know, I think we've just mentioned a couple of those potential potholes. Are there going to be any surprises in the restoration of the building, either the interior or the exterior? Will that $500,000 grant from the National Park Service come through, and how much will it cover? How much more funding will the coalition need to pay for the interior restoration, and will they be able to find it? You know, that being said, Newcastle County has let Ivyside languish for nearly 50 years, and it had tried unsuccessfully in the past to identify an individual or an organization that would be willing to come in and restore and manage the property. So what we've got now is definitely a positive sign. Now, a positive outcome in the long term is not a sure thing, but there are still plenty of good reasons to believe that the county and the Delaware Africa Coalition are going to be able to make this eventually work.
Thanks to contributor Larry Nightingale for his time on The Green this week. His piece on new life for the Ivyside Farmhouse in Brandywine 100 is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We take a closer look at what hurricane season could bring to the First State and how to prepare now. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.